Murder Song, a Scobie Malone novel by John Cleary, narrated by Sean Grindel. For Kathleen and Bob Parrish. Chapter 1. 1. It was a perfect day for aviators, bird watchers, photographers, and sniping murderers. The air had that clean, bright light that occurs on some days in Sydney in the winter month of August. The wind blows out of the west, across the dry, flat continent, and scours the skies to a brilliant blue shine. The thin-blooded citizens turn up their coat collars and look east to the sea or north for the coming of spring. But hardier souls, depending upon their pay or their inclinations, welcome the wind-polished days of August. The construction worker, in hard hat and thick lumber jacket, was alone on the steel beam of the framework of the 20th floor of the new insurance building in Chatswood, a northern suburb. He was leaning against the wind, holding tightly to the safety rope, looking north, when the bullet hit him in the chest. He did not see it coming, despite the clear light. If he cried out as he died, no one heard him. He fell backwards, away from the safety rope, and was already dead as he went down in a clear fall to the ground 200 feet below. Several of his workmates, horrified, saw him fall. None of them at that moment knew he had been shot. None of them looked for the murderer, so none of them saw him. The shot could have come from any one of half a dozen neighboring buildings, all of them occupied. But the time was 9:10 in the morning, and bosses and workers were still settling down at their desks. It was too early in the day to be staring out of windows. The dead man was Harry Gardner.